evening, and welcome here live to B.J. McGillis Gymnasium on the campus of Mount Edgecombe High School. The ball is about to be thrown up in the air for the opening tip-off. Mount Edgecombe taking on the Craig Panthers tonight. Ball is up. It was D.J. Almanzor for Craig and Dominique Hall. Almanzor technically won the tip. He went higher up and got it, but throws it out of bounds. So ball goes to Mount Edgecombe. We're underway here on Japonski Island in Sitka. Mount Edgecombe Braves with the basketball. Nothing, nothing, and here we go. Braves in their home white jerseys, gold numerals, cardinal trim. They go left to right here in the first half. Cody Sherman has it near side. Craig playing 2-3 zone to start this one. Casey Green over in the far corner. Back up top for Leo Ford. He throws it right for Sherman. Sherman faked the drive. Now throws it back left for Ford. High post for Jalen Prince. Prince to Green. Green comes back up top. Ball comes back around to Sherman. Near side to a cutting Prince. Ball fake in the lane. Pull up. Shot no good off the front rim. And the rebound is down to Carl Benolken. Pass nearly stolen on the outlet by Leo Ford. Benolken gets it back. Pushes ahead now. Drives the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound is down to David Nelson. Nelson tried to get it inside to Almanzor. Ball tipped out of bounds by an Edgecombe defender, and it'll stay with the Panthers. It was 7-17 to go in this first quarter. Conference game here tonight at B.J. McGillis. Braves come into this one 4-1 in Southeast play, 8-5 overall. They lost Tuesday night to Sitka High. Nelson with it for Craig, now throws it right to Benolken. Benolken inside for the younger Almanzor. He bounces it to a cutting Nelson. Nelson wasn't ready for the pass, but he grabbed it, comes back out. Now up top for D.J. Almanzor. Three-pointer is good from the top of the key. That one was a couple feet above the three-point line, so a deep shot by Almanzor. Craig's on the board first here, 3-0. 6:50 to go, first quarter. Leo Ford over on the far side, now back up top for Casey Green. Gives it up for Cody Sherman. He'll try a long three. That hits the back rim. Battle for the rebound. Tapped out by Jalen Prince, and Sherman went after it and put a foot on the half-court line, so that's a back-court violation on the Braves. Turnover gives it back to Craig. Panthers in town for two games against the Braves. This is the final remaining Southeast team that has not been to Sitka, either to play Edgecombe or Sitka yet this year. We've seen the rest of the crop.
Yeah, it's a pretty good crowd tonight, too, for a Friday evening. It's in Sitka.
And Malik Almanzor lost the ball. It's on the floor. Jalen Prince is after it, and they're going to whistle a jump ball. So Almanzor had it there near side by the elbow and lost the ball, went to the floor. Gets tied up. Ball will stay with Craig on the possession arrow. 6:15 to go first quarter. These two teams just feeling each other out here. D.J. Almanzor has it up top for Craig. Give and go with Nelson. Almanzor gets it back and scores. Good looking play there. He dished it off to Nelson. Nelson gave it right back to him. And Almanzor finished in the lane. 5-0, Craig. Excuse me, Andrew.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, definitely some good athletes on this Craig team.
Yeah, definitely. And Almanzor, it looks like one of the leaders out there. We've seen him the last couple of years here as well. And, you know, he's about 6'3", and if you leave him open, he's going to make those shots.
Casey Green, three-pointer from the near side corner, and he got it. The junior from Hooper Bay with a swish, and Mount Edgecombe's on the board. It's 5-3 now as Nelson brings it ahead for Craig and gets fouled. Almanzor has gotten significant varsity playing time really since his sophomore year. We've seen a lot of them here the last couple years. Good player. Nelson as well. Both of them have seen a lot of floor time for Craig in the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
And now we see the younger Almanzor brother coming along. Malik has it at the top of the key, dribbles to his right, now pulls up from just inside the free throw line, shot partially blocked by Prince, and Edgecombe has it. Casey Green comes across half court, now bounces it left for Hall, ball is stolen by Malik Almanzor. Almanzor to the lane, lays it up and in. So a nice defensive play, good anticipation by Almanzor, stole the pass and went down and scored. Good start for Craig here, they're up 7-3. And another turnover. Pass from Leo Ford to Casey Green. Green just kind of took his eye off it, I think, there. It wasn't like it was a bad pass. And it was picked off by Nelson, who gave it ahead to Benolken, who was fouled. And, excuse me,
I think they call it a travel.
Call him for a walk, so yeah. Ball goes back to Edgecombe. 5:09 to play first quarter. Cody Sherman with it near side. Gives it up to Dominique Hall. Hall now to Leo Ford. Calvin Franklin's in the game, replacing Green for Edgecombe. Dominique Hall near side corner. Now gets it out to Sherman. Sherman battles it back to Hall. Pull up three. Got it. From right in the near side corner. Same spot where Green hit his. Edgecombe with just two baskets, but they're both threes, and it's 7-6. Malik Almanzor in trouble as he brings it up the court, nearly stolen by a hustling Calvin Frankton who goes to the floor. Finolkin gets it far side from the wing. Shot nearly dropped, but it's no good. Edgecombe grabs a rebound, and DJ Almanzor commits the foul there against Dominique Hall.
Yeah, not a foul if they need it. I guarantee DJ is one of the guys that's not going to be one. Coach Hamilton doesn't want him off the court there. And
the first of the night for DJ. Ball goes into lane for Jalen Prince. Little pump fake. Gets the defender in the air. Shot no good. Rebound down to Malik Almanzor, but Prince ties him up. And Prince was looking for the jump ball call, but they whistle him for a foul. So Prince gets called with a reach in there. First on Jalen.
Yeah, Coach Young didn't think that was quite a foul. You know, Malik went right into Jalen. Jalen being pretty stout, bounced off him and looked like a foul from his angle.
Leo Ford intercepted the inbounds pass, but he was going out of bounds, saved it back to Craig. Here comes Finolkin to the lane. Right-hander shot is no good. Rebound down to Cody Sherman. 4:10 to play here, first quarter. Craig leads 7-6 over Edgecombe. Sherman at the top of the key, throws it right for Frankton. Frankton back to Sherman. Sherman and Frankton playing catch out on the perimeter. Craig playing 2-3. Number 32 is into the game for Craig. Now it's Tim Glore. Ball's up top for Frankton. Now left for Leo Ford. Ford back up top for Frankton. Frankton to his right for Sherman. And we get a whistle away from the ball. I think that's going to go against Craig. And it does. It goes against Glore for a push in the lane. Second team foul against the visiting Craig Panthers here tonight. 3:48 to play in this first quarter. Kind of a slow start to this one. Not much rhythm to this game just yet. You see that sometimes. High post for Dominique Hall. Turns, fires, rolls around, and drops. That ball hit the rim about four times. And finally dropped for Dominique Hall. Edgecombe has their first lead at 8-7. Malik Almanzor is up the far sideline. Double team now. Throws it back up top for Finolkin. He comes to the foul line. Wild running shot is no good. Rebound down to Dominique Hall. Hall stops his dribble, kicks it out to Sherman. Sherman's across half court for the Braves. Now gives it up to Hall. Hall, skip pass for Frankton. Frankton to Sherman. Sherman comes up to the top of the key, throws it back right for Frankton. Frankton now back to Sherman. Now Leo Ford into the lane for Prince. Prince working on Glore. Ball comes all the way around to Frankton. He's near side. High post for Hall. Gets it back. Frankton thought about a drive, pulls it out. Working on... The ball goes to Sherman there. Frankton was working on Nelson. Shot no good. Rebound was controlled by Malik Almanzor, and the outlet pass was tipped away by Frankton, but it's out of bounds, and we'll stay here with Craig. We've got a timeout on the floor here with 2:57 to play in the first quarter. Mount Edgecombe leads 8-7. We'll send it back to the studio for a quick break here on KRBD in Ketchikan.
Part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244.
Kid, you know.
We're back here at BJ McGillis Gymnasium. DJ Almanzor just nailed a three for the Craig Panthers. And just like that, Mount Edgecombe turns it over. So ball back to Craig. They're back in the lead 10-8 on the three by Almanzor. Good looking shot from the top of the key for the senior from Craig. Nelson has the ball for the Panthers, working on the Mount Edgecombe press, and he double dribbled as he brought it up. So the ball goes the other way as Nelson has a word with Coach Fred Elliott. Elliott, obviously a very strong player in his time for the squad from Prince of Wales. 2:24 to go, first quarter. Edgecombe has the ball. They're down 10-8. Top of the key for Casey Green. It's Green, Leo Ford, Cody Sherman, Jalen Prince, and Dominique Hall. Ford has it over on the far side wing. Now the ball comes all the way around for Sherman. Little ball fake drives. Right-hander. Shot is blocked by Glore. But it's out of bounds off the Craig center, and it'll stay here with Edgecombe. It's Almanzor, Nelson, Finolkin, and Glore for Craig. Casey Green pounds the ball on the baseline. Cutter's in motion. Comes into Cody Sherman at the top of the key. Now bounces to a flashing Prince to the lane. And a little jump shot is good. Jalen Prince has the ability to finish in the lane. And he got the ball in good position that time and didn't hesitate. And he ties the game at 10.
Yeah, Prince deceptively fast like we talked about before. And strong in there as well, but he's, you know, he's only 5'10 at the most, and just he's got a quick soft shot, and I think it just catches those the big guys inside off guard that he can move that quick and get it off that fast.
Very quick first step for a big guy. David Nelson for three from the far side wing, bang, right to the bottom of the net for Nelson, and that puts Craig back up at 13-10. So the Panthers having a good night so far shooting the ball here in this first quarter. 1:40 to play. Dominique Hall, far side corner, dribbles to his right, now throws it to Ford. Ford skips it over to Green. Green to the corner for Sherman. Sherman with the ball fake on Almanzor. Sherman double-team now. Bounces it into the post for Prince. Prince goes up, shot no good, but he's fouled. Almanzor and Glor were in the area. I believe both of them have one foul already. And let's see who that goes against. It's going to go against Glor. And Coach Hamilton kind of takes a peek down his bench. No motion, no substitute up just yet with 1:30 here to play in the first quarter. Prince makes the first. So the Braves got a bucket from Prince in the lane, went right back to him. Shot was no good that time, but he took contact and makes the first free throw. It's 13-11, Craig on top right now. Here's the second from Prince, and that's in. 13-12, Panthers up. Malik Almanzor throws it ahead for Nelson. Nelson took contact from Prince, ball out of bounds. And they whistle him for a foul. I thought he got away with it there. There was contact. That's going to be number two on Prince. Neither of these teams particularly deep. And they both have a player out there with two fouls right now. Craig with the ball. 1:25 to play here in this first quarter. 13-12 Panthers lead. Nelson has it over on the far side wing. Directing traffic. Now puts the dribble down. Trying to get by Hall. Throws it left for Benolkin. Benolkin drives to the foul line. To the lane. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound is down to Casey Green. Green pushes it ahead for Edgecombe. Good job by Craig getting back. Cody Sherman has it now at the top of the key. Throws it right for Green. Green thought about the three. Now pulls it down. Nelson comes out to greet him. High post for Prince. Now out to Ford. Ford's open for a three. Yes! Leo Ford from the far side wing. Right to the bottom of the net there. And that puts Edgecombe back up 15-13. This one's going back and forth. It's a high-scoring quarter here. Malik Almanzor trapped just over half court by Ford and Green, but they bail him out with a foul. Number five, Nathan Lonitke, is going to check into the game here, replacing Glor. So Coach Hamilton gets a couple minutes out of Glor with two fouls, now goes to his bench. And Coach Young does the same as Prince is going to sit down.
Yeah, both teams firing. That was the fifth three in this first quarter. So on a scorching pace,
both teams shooting the ball pretty well here. 15 points already for Edgecombe. 60, I don't think they probably haven't scored 60 all year. There's Almanzor from the far side wing. Three-pointer from NBA range, no good. Rebound down to Dominique Hall. He pushes it himself, bounces it to Ford. Ford out to Casey Green. Green thought about the three, pulled it down. Ball comes over to Brian Nick. Now Hall, near side corner. Shot is no good off the front rim. Green there for the offensive rebound. Shot is swatted away by Malik Almanzor, but they whistle a foul. Almanzor doesn't like the call. But Casey Green is going to go to the line for two. Here with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter, Edgecombe leading 15-13.
That's one of the, you know, strengths of Edgecombe. All the games that we've watched, they've beat the other team in rebounds. And that right there was a hustle play by Casey Green to get that offense aboard.
Yeah, it's definitely a testament to how hard this Edgecombe team plays that they're beating teams in rebounding. They're certainly not a large group. They rarely have the size advantage. I'd give Craig a slight edge, I guess, in height, strictly speaking, but these Edgecombe kids definitely get after it. Casey Green makes a pair to put Edgecombe up 17-13. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Almanzor with it for Craig. He steps across half court, now throws it right for Benolkin. Benolkin glances up at the clock, 8 seconds to go. Almanzor has it back top of the key, guarded by Calvin Frankson. Throws it left, and the pass is picked off. Ryan Nick has it, and a last-second heave. That is waved off. So Edgecombe with a defensive stop there at the end of the quarter. And after the first 8 minutes here at B.J. McGillis Gymnasium, the Braves are up 17-13 over Craig. We'll send it back to the studio for a break of about 60 seconds and come back here with the second quarter on KRBD in Ketchikan.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
Back here at BJ McGillis Gymnasium. The buzzer has just sounded, so we're just a couple moments away from the start of the second quarter here. Kind of a quiet, high-scoring first quarter, as my partner Andrew Frisky put it. 17 points for Edgecombe, 13 for Craig. Craig was up 5-0 in this one. Edgecombe took their first lead at 8-7. Kind of went back and forth from there. Both teams shot the ball pretty well in the first quarter. 5 3-pointers. And Edgecombe has it to start the second. Brian Nick throws it right for Sherman. Now it's Casey Green over on the far wing. Green dribbles back out towards half court, bounces it right for Nick. Nick throws it right for Sherman. Both these teams playing 2-3 zone. Nick now back to Sherman. Sherman to Green in the corner, near side. Sherman sees daylight, drives, kicks it out for Green. Green thought about a three. He'll drive it. Hands it off to Sherman, wide open in the lane, and he finishes. Great drive and dish by Casey Green. And a finish by Cody Sherman makes it 19-13. There's a steal on the other end by Edgecombe. Pass from Almanzor was picked off. Nick bounces it ahead to Green. Green, foul line, lane, bounces to Franklin, out for Sherman. Sherman, ball fake, gets to the lane, and they call him for a walk.
And that was a good call there by referee Gary McCarty. You know, again, taking that step before the ball goes in, and that, you know, they've gotten away with that a few times already tonight.
And another steal by Edgecombe as Casey Green picked off the pass, gave it to Nick. Nick back to Green, he drives and scores. 21-13 after a couple buckets by Mount Edgecombe, and Freddie Hamilton wants a timeout to talk about it. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here in the gym, and Edgecombe off to a good start, Andrew, in this second quarter. 4 straight points and 2 easy buckets as their pressure defense starting to get to Craig a little bit.
Yeah, Coach Hamilton taking I would agree, that was a good time to take a timeout. You know, like, you know, if the press starts to rattle, you know, any team, you know, you want to quit the momentum and see if you can work out the bugs, because if you let it go, it can be a quick... You're down only 4, and all of a sudden you're down 14, and that's a big, that's a lot of points to catch up with against the Edgecombe Braves.
Looks like Hamilton's going to go to his bench and put Galore back out there with 2 fouls. Doesn't want this one to get away, and also we see Tanner Thane into the game for the first time. Thane, a 2-time state champion wrestler. We've got Jalen Prince, a 3-time state champion, over on the Edgecombe bench, and Thane will look to equal that mark next season. Craig with the basketball. They're down 21-13. Another steal by the Braves. Dominique Hall took away the pass. Comes across half court. Throws it right for Nick. Nick dribbles up towards the top of the key. Now throws it back right for Hall. Hall in the near side corner. Skip pass across the court for Casey Green. Now back to Sherman. Sherman to Nick. Nick's near side. Into the lane for Casey Green. Nice pass inside for Dominique Hall. Casey Green grabbed it and threw a no-look pass to a wide-open Hall, who scores. 6-0 run to start the quarter for the Braves. There's another steal by Dominique Hall. Throws it ahead for Sherman, and the pass is a little too hot. Sherman can't quite track it down. And, wow, they give... So Sherman went out of bounds to save it, threw it back in. Nelson caught it. Looks to me like Sherman might have stepped out of bounds, but they award him the play there as Nelson touched out of bounds, so the ball will stay with the Braves. They're up 23-13. 6-0 run to start this quarter. Dominique Hall has it near side corner. Now Casey Green at the top of the key working on Thane. Bounces it left for Sherman, now back to Green. Green throws it right for Nick. Nick, ball fake, skips it across for Sherman. Sherman inside for Hall, goes up and scores. Dominique Hall, and that's the money play right now for Edgecombe. We've seen him run about 3 times where they get it to the cutter in the lane, and he finds the wide-open man on the baseline. Here comes Bonokin the other way for Craig, and he scores on a nice drive, so Craig breaks the press that time. It's 25-15. An 8-2 run to start the quarter for the Braves. Casey Green bounces it out. Now Nick throws it over for Frankson. Frankson back to Nick at the top of the key. Nick moves it over to Green. Green skips it for Frankson.
Cody Sherman, wide open three-pointer, far side, shot is no good. There's Casey Green for the rebound on the offensive end. Hustle play there by the junior from Hooper Bay. Keeps the possession alive for the Braves, now gets it back. Far side wing, directing traffic, gives it back up to, comes all the way around to Sherman. Couple of passes in there. Now Frankson, Nick throws it back to a cutting Green. Green drives, right-hander in the lane, rolls around, no good. And Benokin skies for the board, kicks it out to Thane. Thane driving up the far sideline, gets cut off by Nick, pulls up and hits a shot off the dribble. So nice shot there by Thane, who has 2 points.
That was a tough shot, a baseline running jumper, and one-handed all at the same time. You probably added every kind of difficulty into that shot.
So Thane makes a quick impact coming off the bench. 25-17, 4:55 to go, second quarter. Braves on top here after a quick start to the second. And there we go again. Sherman called for the walk. So Sherman showing aggressiveness from that wing spot. He sees daylight and wants to kind of, he's in a rush to get in there to the lane. He kind of sees the opening. It's the right idea, but he's got to put that dribble down.
Yep. Like you said, with that last three times down for the Braves there, that high post is just wide open. And when the big guy from the middle comes in, the opposite weak side for the Braves steps in for a layup, and that's been working.
Craig breaks the press that time. It's number 10, Kelsey Trojan, who's into the game for the first time. Throws it up top for DJ Almanzor. Almanzor goes between his legs, gets by Sherman to the foul line to the lane, throws it inside. And that's number 54, Lincoln Isaacs, who goes up and scored. Good drive and dish by Almanzor. And Craig kind of getting back into the game here. They were down 10 at 25-15, and now it's 25-19. Leo Ford has it. Now ball comes around to Frankson into the corner for Sherman. Sherman faked the drive, baseline, kicks it back out. Frankson has it. Now back to Sherman, near side corner. Frankson at the top of the key, skips it over for Ford. Now back to Frankson. Pass into the high post for Hall. Turns and fires and hits. Dominique Hall starting to show some aggressiveness on the offensive end. We saw him had a big night over at Sitka High on Tuesday. He didn't hesitate that time. Took the ball in the high post, turned and fired from about 8 feet. Tanner Thane with a pass into Isaacs. Isaacs in the lane. And a good job by Isaacs there on the hesitation. He got Dominique Hall up in the air. Shot no good, but... they're going to call that foul on the floor. Thought Isaacs was going to get rewarded with the two shots there, but it's going to be Thane to inbound it from the baseline. As Craig shows a box set here coming off the inbound. Cutter's in motion now. Pick set. Ball comes into Almanzor. Almanzor, pull up three. Shot no good. Jalen Prince with the rebound. He's back into the game. So five state titles out there right now between these two teams. Wrestling, that is, Thane and Prince. Casey Green, three-pointer from the near wing. That's no good. Dominique Hall skies for the rebound over Glore. Now he's trapped on the baseline, kicks it out for Leo Ford. Wide open three-pointer. Shot no good off the back rim. Almanzor with the board. 3:22 to go in the second. Here come the Panthers. Three-on-two break if they hurry. Almanzor to Thane. Thane goes up. Shot no good. And Almanzor whistled for a charge. Rodney Campbell comes in there with the charge call.
And I think we had the perfect angle on that. And I don't know if that was more of a no call if I was from this angle.
Well, we saw about close to 10 charges called in that game between Edgecombe and Sitka. I'm not sure if they watched an instructional video or what it was, but they were eager to call them the other night. And we get one there. 3:12 to play second quarter, 27-19. Edgecombe up by 8. Craig sitting back in a 2-3 zone. High post for Prince. Now back out for Ford. Green has it just in front of the circle. Green throws it left for Ford. Now Sherman, near side. Throws it into Hall. Hall turns. Fires. That one's no good off the back rim from the elbow. Almanzor goes by a defender for Craig. Now throws it a nice pass across the court for Isaac, who can't handle it. It was a good look by Almanzor. Passes a little hot. And it goes out of bounds off the hand of Isaac. The sophomore, 6'1 sophomore. It's going to be Edgecombe basketball here. With 2:47 to go in this first half. Edgecombe going left to right. And they're up 27-19. Casey Green throws it left for Ford. Now back up top for Green. Green and Ford playing catch. Ford now drives. Gets cut off. Bounces it into Prince. Prince fires in the lane. Shot no good. Almanzor with another board. He can really sky. He went up for that one. He pushes it up the far sideline, working on Sherman. Goes between his legs, now throws it left for Benokin. Benokin around his back, by Ford, foul line, lane, shot off the glass, no good. And the rebound is down to Prince. That was a nice drive by Benokin. Couldn't finish, long pass ahead for Sherman. And Sherman couldn't handle it, kind of lost it. The pass is a little low by Green. And Sherman kicked it out of bounds. Sherman couldn't quite handle it.
That was an easy layup if that pass was on the money. Ball goes back to Craig. Edgecombe shows pressure here. 2:13 to play in the second. Ball comes into Almanzor. Almanzor gets by Hall over on the far sideline. They're going to whistle Hall for a foul. Hall gets called for a blocking foul there. A little push on the sideline. And I believe that's number two on Dominique.
Yeah, Dominique knew as soon as he did it, he tried to kind of flinch knowing that he shouldn't have got that foul.
It's always bad when you give yourself away like that.
You never give yourself away.
Got to kind of act like nothing happened. Craig basketball here, 1:59 to play in the second quarter. Penolkin has it near side wing, drives, and they whistle him for a walk. Penolkin went to the block. He was trying to pass it over to Isaac, but they get him for shuffling his feet, and Coach Elliott going to go to his bench. Here comes Nelson back into the game to replace Almanzor. So it's Thane, Nelson, Isaac, Benolkin, and number 10, that is Kelsey Trojan for Craig. 1:45 to go in this second quarter. Dominique Hall has it high post for Edgecombe, kicks it out for Green. Now Sherman. Sherman thought about a drive from the far side, instead bounces into the post for Prince. Prince loses the handle, gets it back, gives it up to Sherman. Ball comes around to Leo Ford. Near side three-pointer. Shot is no good off the back rim. But Cody Sherman there for the offensive board. Sherman drives baseline. Pull-up jumper. That one's no good. Rainmaker by Sherman falls off. Here comes Nelson on a push for Craig. Spin move. Gives it up for Isaac. Now Thane. Thane three-pointer. And that one's no good off the front rim. Kind of an unorthodox shot there, but it looked it was on target. Just didn't quite have the distance. Edge come the other way. Bounce pass into the lane for Prince. Prince to Ford. Ford drives. Bounce pass to Casey Green, who goes up. Shot is blocked by Isaac, but there's a foul, and Green's going to go to the line for two. Nice pass there from Ford to Green, and Green showing an aggressive move to the lane.
Yeah, and, you know, Edgecombe tonight being able to get into that paint really easy, and when they're getting in there, Craig just collapsing like crazy, and that weak side baseline player stepping in for open layups.
First one is up and no good for Green. 1:06 to play here in the second quarter. Now Edgecombe is up 27-19. Here's the second for Green, and that one's in. So the lead 9 now for the Braves. Nelson ahead for Craig. Goes around his back, gets across half court, hands it off for Thane. Thane comes to the top of the key, gives it up for Penolkin. NBA 3 is no good off the front rim. Rebound down to Casey Green of Edgecombe. Here come the Braves with 55 seconds on the clock. Green, top of the key. A little gets by Thane. Ball fake to the lane. Right-hander is up and in. Nice drive by Casey Green. He faked the pass, got the defender off him, and scored. 30-19, double-digit lead for the Braves. Thane on the other end, shot no good. Prince goes up for the rebound, gives it up to Sherman. Sherman, one-on-three, wisely pulls it out, had no numbers. Now throws it over to Green. 32 seconds to go here in the second quarter. See if the Braves play for one shot. Casey Green has the ball on his hip, just standing there in front of half court. Now Trojan's out after him. Green and Ford playing catch. So the Braves are going to play for one shot here. They lead 30-19, looking to add to it as they head into the locker room. 15 seconds to go now. Casey Green looks up at the clock, 10 seconds, see if they try to get it to Hall or Prince. 8 seconds, Green to Ford. Ford drives, baseline, gets cut off, bounces into Prince. Prince grabs it, shot no good in the lane, but he's fouled. So once again, we see Edgecombe working that high post from the baseline. Leo Ford drew a defender and got it to Prince in traffic. Shot no good, but Prince will go to the line for two with 3 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, and that's got to be, that's what Coach Young's telling him. I mean, Don't live by the three-point shot when you can take it inside and get a lot more higher percentage. And the other thing, Edgecombe just killing Craig right now on the board. Each, for the last like, 6 possessions, Craig's been a one-and-done shot. You know, Edgecombe getting those boards and coming back down and capitalizing on them.
Substitutes in the game here to play out the final 3 seconds. Coach Young doesn't want to pick up a cheap foul, so he puts Vance Gregory, Calvin Frankson, and Brian Nick out there. Prince makes both. That makes the score 32-19, biggest lead of the game for the Braves here. They're up 13, 3 seconds to go. Penolkin's going to inbound from the baseline, gets it into Trojan. Trojan takes a couple dribbles, long heave. Ooh, hits the rim, but the shot is no good. That had a chance.
It was straight on.
That was straight on from Trojan, the southpaw, but the shot is no good. So the final, the score here after 2 quarters, it is Mount Edgecombe 32. And Craig 19, we will take a break here of about 10 minutes and come back with the second half on KRBD in Ketchikan.
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petromarine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petromarine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers!
Good evening, everyone listening on Prince of Wales Island. I'm Nathan Grambo, your engineer for the night here. We'll be giving you a little bit of a weather forecast in just a little bit. Get some music for you as well during this halftime break. And we hope to be back to the guys up at Mount Edgecombe in just a little bit. Stay tuned. I wanted you to be telling your friends as well, friends and family elsewhere. We are streaming this game right now, and we will be during the Prince of Wales Island basketball season. All the away games that we do broadcast to you to the island, we'll also be streaming online. So head on over to www.krbd.org for more information about that. Click on the POW B-Ball link at the top in the menu bar. That'll take you to a page where you can access the stream. And we also have downloadable games as well. Not games that you play, but games that we have recorded. So later on tonight, this game will be available online for your downloading pleasure. Taking a look at the weather forecast for those of you along the west coast of Prince Wales Island. Dixon entrance to Cape Decision. Tonight mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers in the evening, then isolated snow showers late. Lows around 34. Southeast wind 10 miles per hour, becoming light and variable. Tomorrow cloudy, highs 42 to 45. Light winds becoming northeast 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tomorrow night mostly cloudy. Lows around 38. East winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow cloudy, scattered rain, or Sunday rather, cloudy, scattered rain showers, highs around 44, east wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, lows around 38, east wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. And finally for Monday, the beginning of the work week, partly cloudy, highs around 42. Dixon entrance to Cape Decision, small craft advisory due to seas through Saturday. This is your marine weather forecast. Tonight, southeast wind of 20 knots diminishing late, seas 25 feet subsiding to 20 feet late, southwest swell in the evening. Saturday, east wind increasing to 20 knots in the afternoon, seas 18 feet subsiding to 13 feet in the afternoon, southwest swell in the morning. Saturday night, northeast wind of 20 knots becoming 25 knots late, seas 13 feet subsiding to 11 feet late, west swell in the evening. And then for Sunday, southeast wind of 25 knots, seas 12 feet. Sunday night, east wind 25, seas 12. Monday, southeast wind of 30 and seas of 14 feet. Stay tuned here to KRBD Ketchikan. Oh yeah, and we are just broadcasting exclusively to the island of Prince of Wales and online. Be sure and tell your friends and family elsewhere about the stream so they can listen to your kids play basketball. Isn't that neat? And also, take a look at the downloadable games at krbd.org. It's the POW B-Ball link. Check it out.
All right, welcome back to BJ McGillis Gymnasium here on Japonski Island in Sitka, the campus of Mount Edgecombe High School. About to get underway here in the third quarter. Craig trails this one 32-19. It was 17-13 Mount Edgecombe after the first, and the Braves outscored them 16-6. In the second quarter to take over this game. They're up by 13, and we are underway as the Panthers go left to right here in the third quarter. Malik Almanzor with a nice drive to the lane. Gets it to Benulkin and is called for a charge. So the charge call comes in that time from the official Rodney Campbell.
And I would say, well, not from that angle. I thought it was straight on chest to chest, but
it wasn't that much contact. I was a little bit surprised to get the whistle there, but we do get the call, and ball goes the other way. Braves have it. They're up 13. 7:45 to play third quarter. Casey Green at the top.
Now Ford playing catch with Green. Green has it back. Green now left for Ford. They're looking to get it into the post for Prince. They like that matchup with Glor. Prince flashes, gets the ball, but loses it. DJ Almanzor is away with it. He's pushing. Here comes Almanzor. Pull-up jumper. Shot is no good. Almanzor tried to avoid the charge there. Missed the bank shot. Cody Sherman pushes ahead for the Braves. Now Dominique Paul has it. Back to Sherman. Braves go right to left here in the second half. Leo Ford playing catch with Green. Green at the top of the key. Throws it right for Sherman. Sherman drives baseline. Goes up over Almanzor and banks it in. Nice shot in the lane by Cody Sherman, senior from Nome. 34-19. The lead is 15. Biggest of the game for the Braves. Malik Almanzor at the top of the key. Gets cut off. Throws it to his left. But Elkin drives. Loses the ball. But Almanzor grabs it. Gives it out to Glor. Little jumper's no good off the back rim. And Jalen Prince is there for the rebound. And Craig continues to be one and done on the offensive end as Edgecombe controlling the glass here tonight. Leo Ford has it for the Braves, skips it across the court. Casey Green with it now. He lobbed it up top for Sherman. High post for Prince, and Prince was trying to get it to Ford. Ball goes the other way. It's Almanzor with the steal, and he goes to the hoop and scores. That's Malik. And Craig on the board here in the third quarter. I think Leo Ford wanted to cut back door that time, and Prince threw it to the spot where he was. And the ball went the other way for Craig. Prince got the ball in the lane that time, shot no good, and Glor tracks down the rebound. Malik pushes up the near side, sees some space, and he goes right to the hoop. Nobody picked him up. Almanzor was prepared to stop and bring the ball to the top of the key. He looked, saw the daylight, and hit it. And four straight points for Malik Almanzor. There's Leo Ford on the other end with a left-handed bank off the glass. 36-23 now as the pace picks up a little bit here. Malik Almanzor working on Leo Ford, crosses over, loses the ball, and that should be a technical, and it is, as Almanzor just flat-out two-hand pushed Casey Green, and he's lucky he's not thrown out of this game. I mean, that's just, there's no place for that whatsoever, as the ball was taken away from Almanzor, and he just went and flat-out pushed. It was not a basketball play. He just pushed Casey Green, and he gets hit with a flagrant foul. It's deserved.
Yeah, and he was retaliating because, you know, he felt that before that, there was a bump that caused a turnover, and
well, that's not the answer. I mean, that's
no,
just,
definitely not.
There's no place for that. There might have been a little bit of contact. It looked like it was a clean steal. Casey Green picked his pocket, and Almanzor, it's a frustration foul, and he just pushed him there. So Green makes the first, 37-23. And just when Craig looked like they were getting back into the game, that's a bad play there by Almanzor. So Mount Edgecombe, Green misses the second, but they're going to get the ball here. 37-23. And Cody Sherman is going to inbound it from the far sideline. Here comes Green. Now throws it left. Green gets it back. Craig still in that 2-3 zone. Leo Ford throws it to a cutting Sherman. Sherman out for Green. Green looks to drive, cut off by Benolkin. Now kicks it back out. Ford gets it back, bounces it to Dominique Hall. They'll give him the jumper, and he'll take it from 15 feet. They were trying to prevent Hall from driving. He saw the space and nailed the jumper. And it's 39-23, and they whistle Almanzor for a travel. 5:19 to play in the third quarter here. And Coach Hamilton wants to try to settle things down and signals for a timeout. Mount Edgecombe is up 39-23. We'll send it back to the studio for about 60 seconds here on KRBD in Ketchikan.
I didn't really see what happened. I was watching the play. Was it?
He just got his pocket picked and pushed him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a clear flagrant. I mean, you should be thrown out for something like that. It's not. It wasn't as bad as when the kid punched Fossman, but.
There's a different swagger that I can see, you know, out there on this team, you know. You watch their feet.
You talking about Edgecombe?
No, just a little. No, it's about Craig. It seems like they lost a little bit of the air out of them. You know, they're flat-footed on defense, it looks.
And I think we're back here at B.J. McGillis Gymnasium, 5:19 to play in the third quarter. Braves up 39-23. Casey Green has it at the top of the key. Ball fake, now throws it left for Sherman. Back to Green up top. Now Leo Ford, he drives baseline and is hit from behind by Almanzor. Nearly lost it, but got it back. Casey Green now drives top of the key. Gives it off to Prince. Prince goes up. Shot no good. Almanzor pushes ahead. Nice pass to Benolken. Benolken all alone in the lane. Lays it up and in. 39-25 on the bucket by Benolken there. Now Casey Green has it for the Braves. 4:45 to play in his third quarter as Craig tries to hang on here. Ball comes into the high post for Prince. He gets bumped. I believe that's going to be Almanzor. Galore was in the area as well. And that is the third team foul of the half against the Panthers. As Sane checks back into the game, replacing Malik Almanzor. Definitely some athletes on this Craig team. Edgecombe just kind of slowly chipping away. This Edgecombe team is coming into its own a little bit here. They lost the game to Sitka High Tuesday night, but they came into that one with four straight conference wins. And they played Sitka tough, 48-42. Had a chance there in that one. Nice pass inside from Sherman to Leo Ford. Can't get it to go. Ford tracks down his own rebound, gives it out to Sherman. Sherman's at the top of the key, now throws it into Dominique Hall. He'll pull up from the elbow and hit it. So Dominique Hall having a good game here tonight. And we're finally starting to see some offensive production from the junior.
That's 15 points for Hall at this point.
So Dominique Hall pouring him in. And we'll see what the call is here. We've got a whistle. And it's going to go against Craig. It's actually, the officials say green ball, so a little bit of confusion here. I think Edgecombe thought that the call was a charge against Sane.
It must have been. Well, I think everybody was confused. They gave it to Kelsey Trojan, number 10, which actually is Leo Ford, who's his second or his third, actually.
So the ball is back to Craig. I'm not sure, as Coach Campbell talking with the official, Rodney Campbell, talking with Coach Hamilton. 4:13 to play in the third quarter. It's 41-25. Almanzor at the elbow, drives, now kicks it back out for Benolken. Nelson has it over on the far side. Little ball fake. Now throws it left for Thane. Thane to the high post for Glor. Glor out to Nelson. Nelson, pull up from the elbow. That shot is no good. Rebound down to Almanzor. Nice job by Almanzor on the offensive glass. The putback is no good, but he'll go to the line for two. And Almanzor is a tough player down there in the lane. He's skinny, but he's tall and long, and quite the force on the offensive glass there.
And we were talking about him, you know, it hurts Craig. Of course, when he's on the bench, he got in a little foul trouble. He had 8 points that first quarter, none the second. And, you know, I think that's when Edgecombe made that run. Craig only scoring 6 points in the second quarter and not having that firepower by Almanzor.
Yeah, that definitely hurt him as Almanzor picked up his second there in the second quarter. Almanzor makes the first. It's 41-26 now, and Almanzor makes the second. 41-27, it's a 14-point lead for Edgecombe. If you're Craig, you'd like to kind of cut that in half maybe here. And Brian Nick's in trouble, and Coach Archie Young signals for a timeout. We'll keep it here in the gym, a 30-second timeout. And with 3:46 to go, Edgecombe's on top, 41-27. Big night so far, Andrew, for Dominique Hall. He's got 15 points and also a pretty good performance by Casey Green, as we saw him get to the lane a couple times, dished off for a couple assists, and also finished a couple.
Yeah, just had a heck of a second quarter there with a couple assists, a couple of rebounds, a steal, and also you know, 5 of his 10 points. And talking about DJ Almanzor, you know, he's just you know, we've seen him around the last few years, and you know, they have him at 6'3", and I think that's pretty close to what he is, but he can go inside and out. You know, he hit a couple threes that first quarter right off the bat there and got some big offensive boards. So, you know, look to DJ to help carry this Craig team if they want to be in it tonight.
Well, Craig needs a couple stops here. They're down by 14. Edgecombe has the ball. 3:40 to play third quarter. It's 41-27. Cody Sherman near side wing. Now he comes up top. Throws it right for Brian Nick. Nick working on staying. Gives it back to Sherman. Sherman left for Green. Green, ball fake, drives. Gives it off for Dominique Hall. Hall in the lane. Layup is good. Mount Edgecombe has been working that lane all night on Craig, and their zone has been porous for the Panthers. Almanzor drives baseline, kicks it out for Benolken. Benolken thought about a three, thought better of it. Now throws it back to Almanzor. Fade away. That shot's no good off the front rim. Dominique Hall grabs it. He's pushing. No numbers for the Braves. Hall hands it off to Green. Green to Nick. Nick drives baseline, bounces it out for Sherman. Sherman inside with a good pass to Prince, but it's tapped away by Glor. Nick grabs it. Now to a cutting Sherman. Sherman to Hall. Hall goes up, and the shot is good over Benolken. But Dominique Hall really pouring it in tonight. This might be the best game of the season for Dominique offensively. 45-27. Edgecombe lead is up to 18. 2:38 to go. Craig with the basketball, down 18. 45-27. Nelson has it just in front of the circle. Now Benolken has it back, working on Sherman. Now to Nelson. Nelson drives, gets cut off. Nelson still has it. Now bounces it to Almanzor. Almanzor with his back to the basket, turns on, pretends it off for Glor. Great pass by Almanzor. Ooh, and a nice defensive play by Edgecombe. I thought they were going to whistle a foul, but Glor gets tied up, and they call a jump ball. It's a great pass by Almanzor as he was spinning towards the basket, hands it off for Glor. But quick hands there, I think, by Brian Nick.
Yeah, it was Brian Nick. I think Glor thought he had a wide-open layup there, and Nick snuck his little hands in there and tied it up.
Possession arrow gives it back to the Braves. 45-27 here with just over 2 minutes to play in this third quarter. Braves looking to go 5-1 in the conference. Dominique Hall in the lane, tries to get the Prince ball tipped away. Thane comes the other way. Thane loses it. Cody Sherman gets it back. Sherman to Green. Green's across half court. Settles it down as he surveys the scene. Now bounces it right for Sherman. Sherman, foot fake, gets by a defender, loses it. Thane's got quick hands. He knocks it away. Ooh, nice play by Almanzor. Here comes Almanzor. Spin move to the lane. And they get him for a charge as Brian Nick stands his ground. Almanzor had a 2-on-1 there. And kind of plowed into Brian Nick. And we've got another timeout on the floor here. So it's 1:42 to play in the third quarter. Now Edgecombe 45, Craig 27. The Braves are up by 18. We'll send it back to the studio for about 60 seconds here on KRBD in Ketchikan.
Underwriting support provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Panthers the best of luck. Go Panthers! Support for Panther basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee power tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities.
Gillis Gymnasium in Sitka. 1:42 to play, third quarter. Braves are up 18, 45-27. Braves had a 32-19 lead at the half, and they've added to it here in the third. As Edgecombe has really just worked the lane against that Craig zone. They've been able to drive, break down the defense, and this Edgecombe team pretty unselfish. They've found the open men for easy layups. Here comes Edgecombe quickly ahead, breaking that Craig press. Sherman trying to get it to Prince, but quick hands there by Glor as he knocks it out of bounds. Glor has green Nike sneakers to go with his green uniform. Now Edgecombe basketball on the baseline. Casey Green to inbound. Looking, and he lobs it for Cody Sherman. Sherman goes all the way back across half court to grab it. Now comes back across. Sherman trying to get it into the post for Dominique Hall, but it's taken away. Thane with it. Tanner Thane pushes it ahead for Craig. Now throws it right for Benolken. Back to Thane. Thane at the top of the key. Inside for Glor. Glor with his back to the basket, guarded by Prince. Glor, double team. Glor to the basket now. Right-hander's good. Nice little baby hook by Glor. It's 45-29. Glor was double team that time. Here comes Edgecombe quickly the other way. Dominique Hall to the lane. He gives it up to Casey Green, and Green is showing a good ability to finish there in traffic. Makes the layup that time. There's a steal by Dominique Hall in the press. Hall to the lane with the right hand. They whistle another charge. Coach Young can't believe it. I guess that one could have gone either way. Dominique Hall to the lane. It didn't look like the contact was solid. Probably a no call in my book.
Yeah, they're being consistent, though, I guess. If there's contact and they're going for the basket, they're calling an offensive charge, and I think Craig and Edgecombe on the short side on both those calls. So you call that even, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, what we've been seeing all night is, you know, Craig is just a half a step behind. They're, you know, Edgecombe on the weak side stepping in front of that defender. It's happened, you know, probably for 16 of these points, you know, just for easy layups. The weak side defender is not making any contact on defense. They're just letting Edgecombe go wherever they want in the paint, and that's why they're having so many easy shots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here comes Craig the other way. It's Trojan with the ball. Goes by a couple defenders. Gets to the lane. Got away with a travel. Shot no good. Gives it up. And the rebound down to Dominique Hall. Trojan took it back from Hall. Quick hands there by Trojan. And they whistle a foul on Dominique Hall. It looks like Trojan might have been out of bounds. But I guess they're saying he got bumped by Hall. So that's number four on Dominique. He's going to have to head to the bench. Almanzor already on the bench with four.
Dominique with 20 points so far in this game.
Dominique really filling it up here tonight in what has been, as far as I could tell, his best offensive game of the season. Ball comes into the post for Benolkin. Craig has it, down 18. Now Nelson. Nelson pull-up jumper from 15, and he got it. Nice shot by David Nelson. 47-31, 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Sherman bounces it ahead for Nick. Nick working on Thane. Thane chases him across the court. Nick stops the dribble, throws it right for Sherman. 15 seconds now. Casey Green gets it. Braves going to play for one shot here. They're up 47-31, 16-point lead. Casey Green working on Trojan. Goes by him with the left hand. Gets to the lane. Right-handed floater, and it's up and in for the junior from Hooper Bay. Broke down a defense and scored. Just went right by the defender that time, and Casey Green's having a good night for himself here on the offensive end. Edge comes up 49-31 after three quarters. We'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds, then come back here with the fourth on KRBD in Ketchikan.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since
1959. Here at B.J. McGillis Gymnasium in Sitka. 8 minutes to go in this one. It's the start of the fourth quarter, and it's been all Mount Edgecombe. 49-31, the Braves lead. Craig really has not been able to cut into that Edgecombe advantage, and the reason being primarily is on the defensive end. Edgecombe just breaking down that Craig zone and scoring on high-percentage shots. 19 so far for Dominique Hall, 15 for Casey Green. Craig with the ball here to start the fourth. They need to get some buckets and some stops. David Nelson has it. High post for Glore. Glore back out for Nelson. Nelson guarded by Nick. Now Thane with the ball. Top of the key. Throws it right for Trojan. Trojan trying to get it into the lane to Glore. He does. Glore with his back to the basket working on Prince. Gives it up for Nelson. Nelson pull up from the elbow. Off balance shot is no good. And the rebound is down to Edgecombe. Another one and done for the Craig Panthers as Edgecombe continues to control the glass. Casey Green working on Trojan at the top of the key. Green with the left hand. Byam to the lane. Shot is up. No good. And he's hit hard in the lane there. And we'll go to the line for two. So the matchup there with Trojan on Green. Green exploits it once again. Goes to the line hard and gets fouled.
Yeah, and that, you know, Edgecombe now has kind of spread everything out and had it, you know, just to go that one-on-one to look at the advantage. And Casey Green just having a heck of a night. You know, usually not just, he's aggressive, but he's, you know, he's not looking to score. He's looking to get his teammates points, but tonight, you know, he's got the green light to go for it.
He makes the first there, so it's 50-31 now. Edgecombe has not been able to push their lead to 20 yet here tonight. The biggest lead of the night at 19. And Green misses the free throw, so it stays at 19. 50-31. Braves up. Benolkin gets a pick from Thane, throws it up for Nelson. Nelson comes around to the top of the key, gives it up to Thane. Thane directs traffic from the top of the key, now dribbles right, bounces it right for Benolkin. Wide open three, too long, and Prince there for the board. Here come the Braves the other way. Prince playing a little point forward, throws it ahead for Green. He's wide open in the lane, and he lays it up and in. An assist for Prince, and another bucket for Green as Green pushing towards 20 points. 52-31. 21 point lead now. They're staying for three. That shot's no good off the back rim. Another one and done for the Panthers.
Here comes Green ahead for Edgecombe. Gives it up to Nick. Now Ford has it in the corner. Ford to Green. Green in the lane. Took contact. No call. Braves still with the ball. And Sherman trying to lob it for Leo Ford. Ford was on the move, cutting to the lane. And the pass too strong goes out of bounds.
And that's what we've talked about tonight. That lane is just wide open into the key. And that's where Leo is heading. You know, Prince thought he could do a skip pass for a three. And Coach Young saying, hey, that lane's wide open. Let's keep going after it.
Malik Almanzor back into the game. He bounces into the post for Glore. Glore, guarded by Prince, has his back to the basket. Now throws it right for Nelson. Nelson, open three, near side. Shot no good off the front rim. Green throws it ahead for Ford. Ford with the left hand. Can't get it to go. Had a good look at the basket there. He ties up Thane. And a good heads-up play there by Ford as he missed the shot but got his hands on the ball. And the possession arrow is going to keep it with Mount Edgecombe. 6:04 to go, fourth quarter. Braves up 52-31 with the ball. Well, this high school basketball season really starting to take shape here. February 3rd. Region 5 tournament now less than a month away as Jalen Prince goes to the hoop off the inbound. Shot no good, but he's fouled. But we're starting to really get a sense of where this is all headed. I believe February 22nd is a Tuesday when the Region 5 tournament opens up down in Ketchikan. 28th, February 28th. It's a leap year, so we get the 29th there, is that Wednesday, as Prince makes the first.
Whatever that Wednesday is, it's around there, and it ends on, I believe, the 3rd of March.
Right. I think the 4A action will start Tuesday the 28th with the 3A games getting going Wednesday the 29th. And, you know, Sitka with their second loss in a row. They lost their up in Barrow this weekend, lost to Kenai by 3 points today after losing to ACS by 15 yesterday. Still got to call Sitka the favorites right now in the region. They have not yet lost in conference play. Mount Edgecombe gave him a push the other night, 48-22, the Wolves beat him. But that game, you got the feeling watching that Sitka-Edgecombe game that there's going to be more to come from that rivalry this season. We'll have to see what happens with Haynes. Tyler Swinton, always tough to handle.
And I believe Craig beat, I don't know if they split, but I know they won at least one game down there in Craig.
Craig and Haynes?
Yeah.
5:43 to go here in the fourth. Leo Ford drives to the hole, takes the hard shot. There's a foul coming. I think they're going to call that on the floor. Ford is hanging out by the free throw line, but he is going to get some bad news here, and he does. They called it on the floor. Ford took a shot in the lane, but they whistled a foul before that. So Edgecombe with the ball here. 53-31 they lead. Green trying to get it in. Does to a cutting Sherman who lays it up and in. That lane, it's just wide open. You could drive a truck through it. And Sherman scores at that time. There's Almanzor quickly the other way. He scores. 55-33, Edgecombe leads. Kind of a City League game breaking out here. Both these teams, two teams going back and forth. Casey Green to the hole. Scores it, and he's fouled. Casey Green just took that ball at the top of the key. Saw the daylight, went right to the hole. Got it to go, and he's fouled.
And that's a tough shot when you're straight on the basket, and you have to finesse it in without using that backboard so it doesn't drop, so it drops straight down in the cylinder. Any a little bit too soft or too hard or to the left or the right, and it doesn't go in. And it was a perfect shot, and he got fouled, so that was a great shot by Casey.
You're right, though, that is a tough angle straight on. Green gets it to go, he gets 3 points the old-fashioned way, and just like that, the lead is up to 25 for Edgecombe as they're pulling away here in the fourth, 58-33. And I can assure you that Coach Archie Young excited about the offensive breakout here by Casey Green. Craig with the ball. It ends up in Benolkin's hands after a scrum, and he lays it up and in the lane. He was wide open. Casey Green quickly the other way. Scores it. Takes a little shot. Ends up rolling off the court. And Green's got to be over 20 points now. There's Almanzor for three. That shot's no good. Rebound down to Jalen Prince, and Edgecombe not taking their foot off the gas pedal. Here comes Sherman up the far side, right to the hole. Can't get it to go. Benelkin thought about taking the charge. Good job by Sherman to avoid it. Now Edgecombe gets the ball back. Hall, Sherman. Sherman pull up in the lane, and that's no good. Rebound is down to Sherman. It was tipped by Prince. Ford grabs it. Now Sherman has it back. 4:20 to play here. There comes Dominique Hall in the flash. Turns. Shot is no good, but he takes contact and will go to the line for two. So Edgecombe just is not going to stop working that lane. It's wide open, and they're taking advantage. Yeah, and yeah, Casey with 23 points, and you know, the majority besides his first three of the game have all been being aggressive going into that lane. And I just, you know, I don't really have words, you know, but it is, like you said, you could drive a truck through it, you know, it's like they have a big offensive line pushing guys out of the way, but it's not, it's just no help side right now.
And Edgecombe is a team that their guys, all five guys on the court can get to the hoop and can finish, but kind of a team that you want to dare to shoot some jump shots just to see if they can make a couple. And really, they hit one or two there in the first quarter, but since then have just been going to the hoop, getting short jumpers, 8-10 feet, and going to the hoop for layups, high percentage shots. They're probably shooting about 60% here tonight.
Yeah, when you have four-foot shots every time, that you're going to have that percentage.
62-35, the Braves lead. 4-10 to play here in the fourth. Thane drives, gives it up to Binolkin. Binolkin goes baseline, gets by a defender in traffic, and he hits it. Tough shot in the lane by Carl Binolkin, a junior from Craig. Here comes Edgecombe the other way. 62-37, Edgecombe leads. Casey Green has it over on the far side, trying to get it inside for Prince. Prince now back out for Green. Green throws it left for Sherman. Sherman at the top of the key. Throws it right to a cutting Ford. Ford from the elbow. Rainmaker, no good. Dominique Hall there for the offensive rebound. Putback is in, and he's fouled. So Dominique Hall trying to match the output by Casey Green as Hall is up over 20 points now.
He has 23 as well, and could put him over about 24 with this shot.
I certainly can't remember the last time Edgecombe had two 20-point scorers in a game. Maybe last year, perhaps, with Trevante and Sean Melavito for Savian, but it's not that often that you see two high school kids with 20 points apiece. But Casey Green and Dominique doing it here tonight, filling it up. 3:37 to go as Casey Green heads to the bench. Brian Nick into the game. Thane walking it up for Craig. Hits a jog now gives it up to Binolkin. Binolkin looking for Almanzor. Throws it to Malik at the top of the key. Pull up three. That shot's no good off the back rim. Cody Sherman grabs the rebound. Hands it off for Prince. Prince to Leo Ford. Ford hard to the hoop. Shot is partially blocked by Almanzor. But Ford is going to go to the line for two. So an aggressive drive there by the junior from Hooper Bay. And he will head to the free throw line. Steps over to have a word with Coach Archie Young. And now takes his place at the charity stripe. Here with 3:18 to go in the fourth. That's number 10 on the Craig Panthers. The officials having a discussion on the floor here. 3:18 to play in this one. And the game is in hand for Mount Edgecombe. 65-37 Braves. These two teams will hook up again tomorrow night. That game's scheduled for 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and it's also the Braves' last home game, so it's going to be their senior night as well.
That's right. Now, Edgecombe, the Lady Braves have not yet played a home game, which is an unbelievable scheduling quirk. The Lady Braves were supposed to play here tonight against Thunder Mountain. High winds canceled the flight out of Juneau for the Lady Falcons. We'll have to wait till a little later tonight to see if the Lady Falcons get in. But it's a varsity doubleheader tomorrow. 6:30 scheduled tip for the girls' game. As the Lady Braves will play their home opener, the Braves will play one more game at home here against Craig and then head to the road. And there's a drive and a score by Leo Ford. It'll be all road games the rest of the way for the Mount Edgecombe Braves. And Almanzor is heading to the bench. That's number five on DJ.
No, it's not, though. That's the thing. He thought it was on him, and they call it on Tanner. You know, he was all upset about that, and McCarty says 2-0, and he's walking back off, and the coach says, hey, it's not on you. Relax, man.
Free throw no good. Jalen Prince there for the offensive board. Goes back up. Shot no good. He's fouled by Thaddeus Isaacs, who's into the game. So I think that was a break for Craig there. I mean, this game is over pretty much, but Almanzor gets to stay out there. He was certainly in the area. We've got a timeout on the floor here with 3:01 to go in the fourth. Mount Edgecombe is all over Craig here. They're up 68-37. We'll take a quick break. Send it back to the studio here on KRBD in Ketchikan.
Support for this Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier, 826 826- 2244. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959.
And I do all the scheduling, so for the whole region. There's a story behind that.
We're back here at BJ McGillis Gymnasium. Jalen Prince, the senior from Kotlik, three-time state heavyweight champion at the 3A level, is on the free throw line. And here's the first from Prince. That's up and in. At the 2010 state tournament, you had Thane of Craig win the state championship at 103 pounds. And then 13 matches later, Jalen Prince win the state title at 285. They're both on the court now as Prince misses the second. Almanzor pushes it ahead for Craig. Almanzor pull up for three. That one's no good off the back rim. Rebound down to Brian Nick. Nick looks to push. Three on two. Nice pass to Leo Ford, who lays it up. No good with the left hand. Wide open in the lane, and there's Thane and Prince kind of hooking up in the lane there. A little contact. No call. Passes ahead for Trojan. Goes between his legs trying to work on Nick. Lost it out of bounds. Saved it into Isaac. Isaac grabs it. So a sloppy stretch there. And the whistle comes in. That's going to be against Mount Edgecombe. I think it's on Ford. As number 54, Lincoln Isaac, is going to check into the game here. As DJ Almanzor takes the seat. And with 2:33 to go in the fourth quarter, Craig has the ball. They're down 69-37. Thaddeus Isaac's over on the far side. Stops his dribble and throws it away, trying to get it to Trojan.
Yeah, you're talking about regionals down in Ketchikan. It's going to be I think both boys and girls are going to be a lot of exciting games. You know, I think the parity this year is the closest it's been across the board, you know, from top to bottom. I think Sitka, you got to give the nod to Sitka on both levels, you know, Sitka girls especially. But after that, I think it's going to be the double elimination tournament. There's going to be some good games on both sides of the bracket.
Yeah, no question about it. And now that this is the first time I've seen Craig here tonight, so I've seen the entire crop of 3A boys teams. And like you said, you do have to give Sitka the edge. They're unbeaten. Edgecombe certainly played them tough. Petersburg, you know, gave Edgecombe beat them by 20 the one night. They beat them by just a point the second night. So Petersburg is pretty tough. The Metlakatla team has a couple players. Haynes with Swinton could be tough. This Craig team with Almanzor and Nelson, you never know. Really not, Wrangell doesn't have too much, but Stokes, you know, he can get hot. So really not any teams that you could count out as far as going up against them in a regional atmosphere where it's one, you know, one game is going to send you to the loser's bracket. So like you said, should be very interesting down in Ketchikan that first week in March.
And I think it's going to be the same on the 4A level, too.
The 4A, really the 4A for the first time is very interesting. Ketchikan and Juneau girls playing some tight games. Last year it was all Juneau Douglas. They lost in the state championship game to Wasilla, but they were the consensus number one team the whole way, Juneau Douglas was. 2 years ago it was tight between Ketchikan and Juneau, and it's back to that in the girls' side. It does look like the Crimson Bears have that 4A division under control, but you never know. Coach Stockhausen will get things going, I'm sure, for the Kings. The Kings and Thunder Mountain have played some close games.
Yep.
And we will see Thunder Mountain in here in Sitka next weekend to play the Wolves, Sitka High Wolves.
Yep. You know, Juneau Douglas under new command of Robert Casperson this year. He's been in the program since high school, pretty much, when he played for him. But it's his first year as a top dog. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I think Stockhausen will have those Kings playing pretty tough, too, by that time, and especially on their home court.
71-39 as we play out the string here at BJ McGillis Gymnasium. Lincoln Isaac's gotten to the scorebook for the Panthers. There's a couple of free throws there on the other end. And now Jalen Prince is back on the line here. Got some subs into the game. Nathan Lanitke out there for Craig, alongside the two Isaacs brothers, Trojan and Thane. Because I shouldn't assume that they're brothers, could be cousins. both named Isaac. One a junior, one a sophomore. Prince misses the first. 71-39. The Braves are going to move to 5-1 in the conference with one more tomorrow night against Craig here. It's their final home game of the season tomorrow night here at BJ McGillis as Prince makes the second. 72-39 now. There's a three-pointer from Thane, and that's up and in from the top of the key with a swish. 72-42 with 60 seconds to play here in this game. Calvin Frankson at the elbow. He pulls up for a jumper. Thane grabs the board, looks to push. Here comes Thane at the near sideline. Comes to the top of the key, cut off by Kenny Jackson. Now Trojan with it. Trojan drives baseline. Gets cut off, loses the ball. There's a scrum for it. Somehow Trojan comes out with it. Now a lefty three, pull up. That's no good. Rebound down to Vance Gregory. Ahead to Kenny Jackson. Here comes Jackson to the lane. Finger roll. Decided not to go to the backboard there. And he lays it up and in. Nice touch.
He would have heard about it from the coach if he would have missed that.
Yeah, no question about that. 74-42. You got to go to the backboard there if you're listening at home, kids. 74-42. 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Turnover. Kenny Jackson throws it ahead for Prince. Prince turns on the wheels to track that down. I'll tell you one thing, if there was ever a foot race between the 3A wrestlers in the heavyweight division, Jalen Prince would win that by a mile. I've seen some of those guys he goes against.
Well, they wouldn't finish the mile, or they wouldn't even finish the
100-yard dash. I'll take Prince every time. 9 seconds to go here. Edgecombe with the ball, and they're going to win this one. 74-42 as Brian Nick is going to play out the string. And there's the buzzer. So the final score here at BJ McGillis Gymnasium in Sitka, 74 for Mount Edgecombe, 42 for the Craig Panthers, visiting from Prince of Wales Island. These two teams will do it again tomorrow night. It was a big game for Dominique Hall and a big game for Casey Green. The score was 17-13 after the first quarter. Mount Edgecombe came out there, made a little run to start after the first quarter, I should say. It was 17-13. Mount Edgecombe kind of took over that game. They went up by 10 in the second, led 32-19 at the half, and just slowly chipped away, and really Craig did not have an answer on the defensive end. Mount Edgecombe able to break down the Craig zone consistently in this game, making the unselfish plays, and like I said, we don't have official stats up here, but Edgecombe probably shot over 50%. It was all layups pretty much for the Braves as they did a good job spreading out Craig, getting to the lane, and shooting easy shots.
Yeah, and then on top of that, their defense, you know, with DJ Almanzer was the top scorer with 12 points that game. You know, Edgecombe just doing a good job on defense and, you know, making it hard for the Craig Panthers to score. You know, Carl Denolkin with 8, Malik Almanzor with 6, Tanner Thane with 5, Lincoln Isaacs with 4, and Tim Gore with 2. So Dave Nelson with 5. And, you know, leading the way for Edgecombe, Dominique Hall with 24 and Casey Green with 23. So just a good performance by the Mount Edgecombe Braves. I know Coach Hamill's going to be talking to his boys tonight and tomorrow before the next game about, you know, what they can do on defense. And, you know, just from this angle up here, you know, just Craig needs to step in the lane on the weak side and help out there. And that's going to make a big difference and not have as many high percentage shots.
Once again, the final here at Mount Edgecombe, 74-42. The Braves get the win. They're 5-1 in the conference right now. As we push towards the Region 5 tournament, which is now less than a month away in Ketchikan. One more time, the final, 74-42. That's going to do it for us here. Thank you for listening to High School Basketball on KRBD in Ketchikan.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7 and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today and go Panthers!
Well, in just a little while, we'll have this game posted to our website. I know it's not exactly one to put in the record books for the Craig Panthers. Unfortunately, they lost tonight. But, hey, it's a nice keepsake for you. It'll be posted on the website. And don't forget to tell your friends and family elsewhere that we are streaming this game, or we're streaming this game, and we'll stream tomorrow's game on our website at krbd.org. We have a page there that you can find by clicking on the POW ball, B-ball link up on the top menu bar. So you'll see a line of links up at the top of the page right below the photograph. And at the right-hand side, it'll say POW B-ball. Click on that link and it'll take you over to that page where you can find the link for the streaming and links for the downloadable games that we record. So we'll be posting this game fairly shortly. So enjoy. Please support this service. We hope you have enjoyed this broadcast. Good night.